This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With the U.S. House of Representatives yet to hold a full vote on impeachment, attention is already turning to the Senate trial, even though Republicans who hold the majority in the Senate are expected to acquit U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial, seeking testimony from new witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed for calm as protests escalate against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by his political party. The new law will fast-track Indian citizenship for religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians who face religious persecution in Afghanistan, in Bangladesh, and in Pakistan. The law excludes Muslims. College students in cities like Mumbai, Chennai, and Bengaluru took to the streets Monday, a day after police forced their way onto the campus of a prestigious university in the capital, New Delhi, and fired tear gas shells, injuring dozens of students. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries that the new law will allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.